Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, second to last line on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So we're talking about related issues of the items that were listed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah listed off different parts of growths and plants that some of them are subject to Kedusha Shviyas, and some of them even have Bi'ur. If they have Bi'ur, that means because it's no longer around in the field at a certain stage. If Ein Lahem Bi'ur, that means because it always stays. So one of the items in the Mishnah were the a couple of lists, but one of them, the Lul Ve'ala V'Habutna V'Atadim. Those types of stalks of the Allah Butna, Atadim, all these different types of growths, the Mishnah said, they have Shviyas, they have Kedusha Shviyas, and Ein Lahem Bi'ur, they don't have Bi'ur, but their Alin, their leaves do have Bi'ur. The Luvin, the shoots, do not have Bi'ur because the shoots always stay, but the Alin, the leaves, have Bi'ur because the Mishnah said, Mebnei Shem, no Shrin Me Avihen, they fall off from their source, and therefore they are no longer at a certain stage available to the Chaya in the Sada. So Tani, the Brisa says now, Nun Zayin Mebeis, second to last line, this is the Tosefta about the same items, the Ale, the Botna, and the Atadim. But in the Tosefta, there's one more added on, the Adal. And the Tosefta now has an additional point. Again, remember these items, their shoots do not have Bi'ur, but their leaves do have Bi'ur, because the leaves eventually fall off and they're now no longer available. So the Brisa of the Tosefta says, relating to those, V'kulan, all of these lulav and these shoots of all of these items, shenichrisu, if you're trying to figure out which year they should be attributed to in their growth. So this reminds us of earlier sugyas that we discussed in this Masechta. V'kulan shenichrisu mishishas l'shviyas, shishas, if they are going from the sixth year to the seventh year, meaning they achieve growth during the sixth year, and now they're going into the seventh year. They're six-year fruit. Why? Because this is considered a pre. And remember, we discussed the different rules and regulations for vegetables, for legumes, for fruit. So fruit went by chanata. That went by the blossoming. And that's why if you have six-year blossom going into the seventh year, you go by the six-year chutz mina adal. Except for the adal, that's the one that's not in our Mishnah. That's why we have to add on the fourth one. Except for the adal, mebnei shehu kiyarek. That's treated like a vegetable. And that is, if you remember, just remember the yisod that I just mentioned. We had it, it's in the Gemara, in the Bavli, in Rosh Hashanah. But it's also in the here in Shviyas. And remember the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Shvita V'Yovel talks about the laws of harvesting Peres Shviyas. And there he says, how do you know which year to go by? So he says, Be'echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, L'Shvita V'Lo V'Yovlos. The first day of Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Hashanah for Shmita and Yovel. That's when that cutoff is. Peres Shishas Shenichrusu L'Shviyas, that's what we're talking about. Sixth year fruit that go into the seventh year. Im Hayatua O Kitnis O Peros Ha'ilan, if it's grain or kitnios legumes or Peros Ha'ilan. V'igiyula Onas HaMaisris Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and it reached Onas HaMaisris, the stage of what we'll call chanata, the blossoming, the stage that the Zachim Shavuz of Maisris, before what we call Rosh Hashanah, then those do not have Kedushas Peir Shviyas. Harelu Mutarin, they're Mutar. V'yava Bisha Osef Otam B'Shviyas, even though you gather them during Shvita, it doesn't matter. Gathering doesn't affect or doesn't reflect any importance stage in the development of the fruit. They're compared shishas for all davar. Remember, we had a discussion of certain kitnios that are not gathered all at once. They don't grow all at once, so that was more confusing, and Chazal had to come up with a certain objective time period for all of them, so they might have said hashrasha, because by certain ones, you know, that's clear. They all are mashris at the same time. But in general, almost everything else, you go by chanata, which is onas ha-maisros. V'im lo bo onas ha-maisros v'lacha Rosh Hashanah, but if they only came to onas ha-maisros after Rosh Hashanah, harein kaperos shviyas. Then their seventh year. That's in terms of fruit. What about vegetables? Says the Rambam, hayerek b'shas l'kitaso. Right? Vegetables, as we learned, go by when you take them out of the ground, when you harvest them, because the Gemara gave the Svara, because vegetables go by the later rains, and as long as it's raining, it's helping out the vegetables, so you go by the later part, unlike the fruit, which go by the earlier rains. What about an esrog? That was the tricky one. The Mishnah is described, but the Rambam says, esrog, afilo haya kapul kodem Rosh Hashanah, v'naseh kikad b'shviyas, right? It was like a tiny little bean before Rosh Hashanah, and it became like a jug, a huge cod during Shvius. Chayav and Maisris with Kibir Shishis. Maisris go by 6 year. V'yafilu ayik kod b'shishis, hol v'nilkot b'shvius, arei kibir shvius. So it's a little esrog, if you remember, where the citrus fruits, they were a little tricky. They were a little tricky. U'mutazak kibir shvius l'hachmir. That's a chumra. Okay, that's the chilek. But again, back to our discussion here. So if you have these types of shoots of the botna atadim and the adal, so if they reach their chanata stage during the 6 years, they go like the 6 year. Says the Gemara, "Biavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says, "No. I think that Tosefta has the wrong girsa. Less kan mishishis l'shvius shishis, ella shvius. No, it's not 6th year; it's 7th year." You go by 7th year by those items. The Mara fold on top. Magia Brisa. He edits the Brisa. Bitoos Shana Oso Atana. By mistake, the Tana said 6th year. Elakach Tzvi Chalios. Bishishas L'Shvius. Shvius. Right? It should be the Shvius. So we've been changing Girsos all throughout the past couple of months. But here, the Rabbi Yochanan himself changes the Girsa of a Tosefta. He says, no, it shouldn't be 6 year, it should be 7th year. So if it's a 6 year going into the 7th year, you go by the 7th year. Why is that? So we'll have to see why. Right? Usually, as we just explained, when it reaches the stage of Onas HaMaisris, that's the year you go by. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say in this case that it goes by the 7th year? We'll have to see. Okay. The next 10 lines, every Mefarish on the page gives a different shot. And every Mefarish in the back gives a different shot. And the Mefarshim say, none of them really fit in smoothly, and it's difficult to understand, and to use the Lashon of the Stipler, Upirish HaMefarshim Lo Hevanti. I don't understand. So we're going to do the Stipler. The Stipler seems to be the Kehilas Yaakov in Shvius. We know the Stipler, we have the Kehilas Yaakov on many, almost Mesechtas and Shas, so he has on one volume on Brachas and Zeroyim. So in Simen Yud Ches, there's a title, there's a topic always of every Simen, right? So just to read you some of the topics in Shvius, right? What are the topics of the Stipler in Shvius? He has Kinyan Paris, Shvius B'stei Hefker, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos B'nin Shvius. There's always a topic. B'inyan Aver HaYardain, Muder Hanoa Me'per Shvius, Ole Mitzrayim. And then look at the Simen Yud Ches. Bir Yerushalmi Shvius Perek Zion. That's the name of the topic of this Simen. He basically goes through Ardaf. That's Ardaf right here. So Simen Yud Ches, he goes through Ardaf. So we're going to go through his understanding of the next lines of the Gemara. It's amazing how, you know, without Rashi, he came up with this. But again, it's a smooth reading. And again, you have to add in a few things based on Kala Tarakula. But this is the Stipler's way of understanding the following Gemara. So what did we just have? Even before that, this reflects the fact that this is hard to understand. Reflects the thought that Rav, because it is every day of the Gemara, but of the Rav Hutner and the Pachad Yitzchak in Chanukah Simin Aleph, Maimer Aleph of Chanukah. Rav Pachad Yitzchak discusses Rav Yehuda Hanasi when he wrote down the Mishnah, and Ravina and Ravashi as they expanded and wrote the Gemara and edited the Gemara. So we know that was because Eis Lasos Hashem Eferu Torah Secha. Because it was an Eis Lasos Hashem, really, technically, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is exactly that, Baal Peh. And Torah Shebichsav is Bichsav, right? That's to be from Mitoch HaKsav, Mitoch HaKlaf. But because Torah was being forgotten, we needed a larger text in order for Torah to continue in the next generations. That's why Rabbi Danasi, Eis Lasos Hashem, he wrote it down to save Torah. Eis Lasos Hashem, Heferu Torah Secha. But one might think sometimes, he wrote it down, couldn't he write it down a little clearer? Or couldn't the Gemara be like, why do you have some halachas that they're in the middle of this Masechta, but you have some halachas in Subis Davav, that you can't learn Masechta Shabbos, you can't learn Hilchos Shabbos without those sugyas of Darshei Miskav and Imsik Reisha that are in Subit. Why didn't the Rav Yehuda Ravashi just put those in Masechta Shabbos? And why do you have some halachas in Masechta A that you need for Masechta B? And just make everything clear and organized. The Rambam made it all organized. The Rambam took everything and organized it. But Rav Yehuda Hanasi did not exactly. And Ravina and Ravashi, when they expanded. So why can't it be a little clearer? So the answer is no. And why is it sometimes, Chisure Mechsera, Ein Seder Lemishna, you have all of these Yesodos that talk about Aniyim B'Makam Echad, Vashir B'Makam Acher, you have all these different types of textual explanations of why things aren't exactly as so to speak, they should be. So the Pachad Yitzchak explains, because even when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote down the Torah Shebal Peh, he wrote it down in a Torah Shebal Peh type of way. And therefore, even when it's written down, you need a Rebbe. You can't just read it and understand it. That's why the tragedy of the Septuagint from the Greek Malchus, that they forced the Talmai HaMelech, forced the Jews to translate. Why is that such a tragedy? That's one of the three reasons we fast on Asar HaBetaves, right? Because of the siege, and because of Ezra HaSofer died, and because of the Septuagint. Why is that such a tragedy? The answer is because just translating loses so much of the translation, as we said, because of this principle that the Pachad Yitzchak writes. Right, and that's why you have to write it down in this way that keeps a little of the message, because Torah Shebal Peh, after all, is a bris. It represents a covenant between, right, the Gemara and Gittin Daf Samach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kori's bris and Am Yisrael on the Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, Elish El Mali Hay Isr Zerak Isr Prati Bin Shari Sureshal Torah Bevade Shaloya Bo Makom Lakiim Bemixas Bekim Shasof Sof Hutar Isr Mishum Ace Lasas Lashem. So he says, no, it's still the Isr still plays a role, and we wrote it down, but that's why when you have dafim like this, where it's very hard to know exactly what the kavana is, you have to think about this Pachad Yitzchak. This is a kiyum of that idea, that Rav Yehuda Hanasi and Rav Yehuda Ravashi kept this in mind. Nehida Isser Shebedavar Hutar Mishemeis Lasos Mikol Makom Bechdeish Lo Levatel Es Tochen Surasol Shal Bris HaTorah Nishara Klal Yoseh Shal Torah Zu Gam La'acher Shehutar HaIsser VeGam La'acher Shehutar Shebal Peh Nechteva Al Sefer. There's a lot more. This is in Mamar Aleph of Chanukah in the Pachad Yitzchak. Okay, so let's continue now with that introduction. With the stipler's pshat of this Gemara. So what did we just have? We had Rabbi Yochanan who said, you have these stalks that are growing that became roi in the sixth year. And they went into Shemitah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's called seventh year fruit. They changed the gersa. Seventh year fruit. So we're going to ask a kasha on that. Vatani. But we learned in the following brisa, Hasiya, Vaha Ezo, Vaha Koranis. These other types of growths. Shehuvilu lechatzer, that are brought into the chatzer. Right? The Ras Sirlio explains it, the disciple expands on it. That is, there are certain items that are not inherently edible, and they're not earmarked for eating. But, if a human being thinks about eating them, so then they'll be metami to masochel. Or if the human being does something else that shows that he's interested in eating them. So usually these items grow in the wild. The ezov, they grow in the wild. But if you bring them into your chatzer, so then that shows that item is roi lachil, and you could use it for consuming. So at what moment does it go by? Let's say it grew out in the wild, and then all of a sudden you somehow bring it into your chatzer when it's still attached. How do you do that? The disciple explains. Either you build a fence around it, or it's a long branch and you bring it through a fence that is right near it. You somehow bring it into your chatzer, so at that moment it kind of becomes an ochel. Because up until that moment, it was just out in the field. It's not like an apple. An apple out in the field is already food. But these items aren't inherently food. It's only if you think something or you do something. Right? Look at the Rasir Leo for a minute. Mishohovilon lechatzer. Se'a v'izov. Be'inan behu machshava. You need a thought, kadeshi is chayv of a meiser, so she yishmerum, to be mischayv of a meiser, or to guard them. Umishim hachi, and that's why misha hovilam bachatzer, once you bring it into the yard, dahainu, base shmira, zeo machshavasan, v'chayv of a meiser. Right, that's the machshava, and at that moment, that's a key moment. The moment of shmira, the moment that you decide to bring it into the chatzer. So, back to the brisa. So, asiyav ha'izav ha'choran is shehuvilu lechatzer, shehuvilu, that were brought in, they were brought in, So if it grew in the second year, but it's going into the third year, it's called third year produce. Why? Because it's the third year when you built the fence, you brought it in. The moment of shmir is the key moment, because that's the moment that you gave it the status of ochel, even though it's grown very well up before this. So you go after the zman hava alachatzer. Mishishis l'shviyis. But one second. But if it's 6 years to seventh year, shishis. Sixth year. We just said that the moment of Shmir is the key moment. So before we ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, we just clarify what this Brice is talking about. It seems to contradict itself, Minei Ubei, from within. Hacha Atmanei L'chorei, V'ko Atmanei L'kumei. Here you're counting it l'chore, backwards, from the previous year, and here you're counting it l'kume, like l'kame, for the following year. So how do you understand this braisa? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Shlishis, we skip the next word, Shlishis, in the first case, the year of, second year going to the third year. Afal pi she'in ben ma'aser. So Rabbi Yossi would say, really the moment of Shmir is the key moment. That's the key moment. So that's why in the first line of the braisa, Shlishis, Afal pi she'in ben ma'aser she'ini, yesh behen ma'aseres. Even second year to the third year, even though you lose ma'aser she'ini, but you can have ma'aser ani, so you're okay. Right, so therefore, there's no downside of going by the moment that you bring it into the fence and into the further answer, which is the key moment of giving it a shame ochel. So it's no, there's no problem going with the later one. But what's the second case? Sixth year to seventh year, shishis shvius ain by meisus kolikir. The problem is if it's sixth year to the seventh year, so what do you say? It's shvius. So then there's no meisus in shvius. It's just all hefker, and therefore the aniyim and all the recipients are going to lose. That's why Chazal said, you know what, you go by the sixth year. Go by the sixth year because you don't want to cause loss to all of the people that are recipients of the Maestros. Remember, this is all midrabanan. Why? Because if you have a food that requires machshava to be called a food, that's the chiyuv of Shumas Maestros midrabanan. So once it's in the world of the Rabbanan can play around with it a little bit. What's good for society? So therefore, if you're going from second year to third year, you want to go by this by the second. You want to go by the latter year, because that's the moment that it got a shame ochel. The second that you bring it into your fence, you build a fence around it, you carry it, so that's what you want to go by. So the second year to the third year, you go by the third year. Third to the fourth year, you go by the fourth year. You'll always go by the later one, because there's maestros in every year, and it's good. But sixth year to the seventh year, if you make it into the seventh year, then there's no maestros. And then it's hefker, then the aniyim aren't going to get anything. And so that's why Chazal made sixth year to the seventh year, you go by the previous. You go by the previous. So now, if that's true, so that's now we know pshat of that braisa. So now we're going to ask the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was the top line. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have these growths that are going from the sixth year to the seventh year, you go by the, right, the Rabbi Yochanan says, you go by the seventh year. So Gemara says, lo kain amar Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, les kamishishis l'shviyas shishis el l'shviyas. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? You goes by the, these are also items that are stalks that people don't eat normally, so it requires machshava. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? You go by the seventh year. By the seventh year, we just learned to the Braisa, the seventh year is the worst year to go by, right? Because there's no maestros. You should go by the sixth year. All of these items under discussion require machshava. They're not automatically ochel. So the Rabbanan are playing around with what year is the best year to assign them to. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that but it's sixth or seventh, you go by the seventh? We learned that you can't go by the seventh. You should go by the sixth. So let's just get the whole flow, and then we'll see what there's time for. So answer, the Gemara answers. And again, Taman, again, this line is, the stipler says, what is, you gotta add in a lot. Taman, oh, but, so what's this, Rabbi Yochanan versus the Braisa. So Taman, Rabbi Yochanan, Birshus Bailim. Bramhacha, Birshus Ha'anihain. What does that mean? So the ones were being mechalik between the three on the list of Rabbi Yochanan, and the ones listed in the Braisa, right? Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the ones we started off with today. The Ala, the Butna, the Atadim, and the Adal. And the Braisa is talking about Sia and Ezov and Koranis. There's a difference between those two. Rabbi Yochanan's are all byproducts of the tree. These stalks, they're not the main thing of the tree, right? They're not the Iker growths. So if their sixth year, this is Rabbi Yochanan talking, if we assign them to the sixth year, they're not going to be chayv in anything. Nothing. Because, as we learned in Trumas and Maestros, you only make the main product of the tree chayv in Trumas and Maestros. And everything else is nothing. So Rabbi Yochanan says, by these items that are listed, the Allah, the Butna, the Atadim, why do I pick the seventh year and not the sixth year? Because if it was the sixth year, zero to the Aniyim from these items. Shvius, everything is Kudusha Shvius. And everything is Hefker. So at least the Aniyim get a chance to get something. It's also Hefker to the Ashirim, but Hefker to the Aniyim too. So Taman versus Bailim. Over there, if we would make it sixth year produce, then those shoots are Rishus of the owner. He doesn't have to give any maestros because those are byproducts. Those aren't the main produce of these items. Better to make them kedusha shvius so the aniyim could get something. But the Brisa is talking about the Siyah. What are these other items in the Brisa? The Siyah and the Ezo of the Ukaranis, those are main products of those growths. If those are the main products, it's obviously better to go to 6th year instead of 7th year, because 6th year, it all goes to the Ani. And I mutav. So he says, you might say, what do you mean? It's better to go to the 6th year because it all goes to the Ani? But in Shemitah, it's all Hefker. Yeah, but it's better to give 6th year stuff to the Ani less, so that you know for sure it's going to the Ani, than 7th year where it's Hefker to everybody, and the Ani might not get anything. Right? How strong are the Ani shoulders to push everybody else away? So mutav, less lay echad bevadai veloshnayim besafek. Better that he has one vadai, right, than to have two besafek. Meaning, you want to say Shemitah, there's more stuff available to him if it's all Hefker, but he might get zero. Like a zero. At least if it's the 6th year and it's specifically Meiser, he for sure would get it. So again, the Aniyim would have to compete with the Ashirim in Shemitah, and that's why it would be worse. Adkan, the Gemara that is described by the stipler. Let me just read that last line that has the stipler, explains it. What does it mean? Taman versus Bailim, Bramhacha versus Ani, says the stipler. Nira dahachi pirusha. Again, how did he get this from this line? It's unbelievable. We read it through that, like, oh, okay, now we understand what it means. But he got it. The yesh chilek misia ezov v'karanis lolul ve'alo bitna v'atadim. Right, the two groups have differences. The sia ezov v'karanis, right, the three in the brisa, yesh b'am din maisris, kishachisha v'aleim la'adam. There's a chiv in maisris, as it says in the Mishnah in maisris. V'nimsa sha'perush al shishish yesh laniyem schus, linyin lito maisr ani. So that's why it's better to have 6 year. Umishem hachiu de kavina chenasam lashishes bishul lachayved b'maiser rishon u'maiser ani kidaminam la'el avalul ve'ala bitna va'atadim. Those three items that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, miman of shach bishus b'ilamim. The b'ilam are going to get it. Either it's hefker in shvius and I'm going to take it, or it's just a byproduct and there's no chiyuv anyway. Shafilu im nikva shnasan shehu shalshishes ein b'hem din maiser klal v'yafilu chishav alein lachila. Why? Because those have berries on them. And if they have berries on them, then only the berries are going to have the chiv of maisris, but the stalks that come out of it are not going to have. The afilu tzlav, the nati inshi nami adai to kafrisin, he quotes from the apparel from the caper bush. You make a bar for ace only on the berries. Mikobaka made a chiv of maisr ala avni yoshim ikara pri. So the kol shekein here, lulvin va'alan shein emochal klal, so he says that's why it would be pater. And therefore, Adaraba, Kishanita Malayam Torah Shvias Harein Hefker Vicholam Aviyam Banim Lazakos Ezakol. In the Brisa case, it's better to make them Shvias, because then there's a chance for them to get them. Via Difaluhu, Lushanikva Shasan Shvias Via Kol Hefker. And that's the last line of the Gemara. Mutav Litain Lo Echad Bavadai. Mutav, right, he has the girsa of Litain. Right, I read it by less. Litain. Litain Lo, better to give him one for sure than to give him two, maybe nothing. Right, and that's the stipler. And again, at the end of that piece in Siman Yuches, he says, "Kein nirlani as daiti pirusha Yerushalmi upirusha mafarshim lo evanti ulfim hashagasafti ola kol dvarai haYerushalmi bepshitus below shum haga." You don't have to make too many changes, and that's the stipler in Siman Yuches, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we continue, and again, let's see what there's time for after we get through it. Says the Gemara. Now we quote a Tosefta. Now we get back into soaking together. Alin shekavsham im lulvin. Remember, now we're talking about this growth. The leaves have biur, and the stalks don't have biur. What if I soaked them all? I put them all into the same barrel, maybe to pickle them. They're all in the same barrel. So some have, again, the leaves have a chiv of biur, and the stalks don't. So is one mashpi on the other one? So three brises. Is tani bein elu yesh lem biur? Some of them say yeah. Even the stalks now have a chiv of biur. Is tani bein elu ein lahem biur? Now others say that no. Even the leaves don't have biur. Is tani alin yesh lahem biur v'lo l'nein lahem biur? And some of them say, and one brisa says, nothing changes. What had biur has a chiv of biur, and wouldn't then have a chiv of biur, doesn't have a chiv of biur. So the Gemara is about to say, these three brises reflect the three shitas in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalid. Because later on Daf Ayin Dalid, we have brisa there. What if you have a barrel, and you put three vegetables into the barrel? Three different vegetables, and they have three different stages of biur. Some of them, their biur is today, some is next month, some is the following month. So what do you do? They're all in the barrel together, pickling together. So the Braisa there, the Mishnah has there an Ayin Dalam Abayz. If you want to look at it for a second, Hakovei Shlosha Kvashim B'Chavis Achas. You're pickling three in one barrel. So 3 days. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ochlan Al Rishon. Rabbi Eliezer says you could eat it only based on the Rishon. Rabbi Shua Omer Afala Achron. Rabbi Shua says you can be the most makel. No, you have till the last one. Even though there are some that the beer already came to. No, as long, now it has some taste from the ones of the later beer, so you're all good. So Rabbi Eliezer is the most machmir, Rabbi Shua is the most makel, and Rabbi Gamliel Omer, no. You go by each one separately. So 3 days in the Mishnah, so we're about to say these are the same 3 days of these brises. You have to just add in one line. See that little aleph? So the grog adds in one line. Man da amar yesh lam biur, the one that says that they all have biur, the most machmir shita, meaning even the stalks which don't usually have biur, right, have a chiv of biur, that's like Rabbi Eliezer, the most machmir in the later Mishnah. Like who he said later, it's the early, they have the earliest time. Manda Amar, now back to the Gemara. Manda Amar in Lambir, according to the one that says that none of them have beer, right? Because the leaves now become like the stalks, Lulvin, in Lambir, Rebbe Gamliel. That's like, I'm sorry, did I skip a line? Manda Amar in Lambir, Rebbe Yeshua. Manda Amar, Alan Yesh Lambir, Lulvin in Lambir, Rebbe Gamliel. Right, so that goes by the three shitas, that we have. Good. One more line, and then we'll make some comments. Reb Shimon Omer in Lakata Shias Vedei She'eno Pri. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, remember, Ktaf had a machlokas. Right, back on Nun Zayinam and Aleph, the Tanakhama said, Ktaf, Balsam, has Klusha Shvias, and Reb Shimon says, no, it doesn't, because it's not a fruit. It's not a fruit. So, Reb Pedas, Reb Yosef, Shimon, Reb Yochanan, Asiya, the Reb Shimon, Reb Yeshua. Reb Shimon is following Reb Yeshua's opinion, which will be, B'ez Hashem, we'll see that in the Mishnah later on. But let's talk a little bit about a couple of the items here. So, we spoke about this a couple of days ago. We're talking about here these items that are soaked together. Alin Shekavshan Im Lulvin, that were Nechbash. Kavish Kimavushal, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, the idea that sometimes there's taste transfer even without heat. That's the sugya of Kavish Kimavushal, Maliach Kuroseach, Gemarin Chul and Kufyat Aleph. So that's a machlokes amoraim, whether Kavish is Kimavushal or not. Right? We paskin Kavish is Kimavushal, but really it is a machlokes whether Kavish is Kimavushal. Right? It is. Reb Yochanan holds that Kavish is not Kimavushal, while Shmuel holds that Kavish is Kimavushal. So, what's that machlokas about? The machlokas of Metzius, right? Is there a taste transfer? And there's a machlokas we've shown and we already mentioned. Is it 24 hours? Is it 3 days? So, what's that machlokas about? Whether Kavish is considered cooking. So, some say that the machlokas is not about the Metzius. Some say, and if you want to look, there's 30 pages in the Encyclopedia Talmudit under Kavush, Kimavushal. Everything you want to know about Kavush, couldn't imagine that there were 30 pages. But anyway, so machlokas, some achronim say, no, everybody agrees there's some taste transfer, but it goes little by little. It goes little by little. So, do we look at little by little, and once you have the 24 hours, does it boom 24 hours? It all comes right then, or is it a process? So maybe Rabbi Yochanan says kavish is not kamavushal because it comes little by little, and therefore it's what we call kama batel. Every little taste transfer that comes out, so then it's batel. So it never has ability to accumulate to become aser. Well, Shmuel says no, you don't say kama batel in this process. Or others say that there is a taste transfer, but it's a weak taste transfer. It's a tam kalush. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say, kavish is not kemavushal. Okay, machlokas, either way, we paskin pashas, kavish is kemavushal. And Rov mafarshim assume that's a din d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa of kavish kemavushal about taste transfer. And therefore, if I soak something, isser beheter or heter beisser, as we mentioned there, everybody agrees, Isura Bala, that there is a transfer, and therefore is going to be us. There are those that say Durabanam, but Suffik Kavush, that's an Afgamina, right? Do you say that's a Suffik Daraisa or a Suffik Durabanam? We know, as we said, Kavush comes up not only in the Yoredeya, Hilcha Shabbos, we mentioned, it comes up. What about pickling something on Shabbos? Kavush on Shabbos. So it's not Kimavushal. If I pickle something on Shabbos, I'm not going to be high for Bishol, that's for sure. I'm not going to be chai for cooking on Shabbos. But there's another malacha called ma'abed, right? Tanning. And Mefarshim say that means like molcho, salting something. So if I heavily salt, let's say I have a cucumber, heavily salting a cucumber on Shabbos is a little tricky, right? In terms of if somebody really likes the salt. Fresh vegetables, is that going to do anything? But either way, that's a sugya, but again, kavish kumavusha. One fascinating makor that I saw quoted, the Maariz Chayis. Maariz Chayis is always fascinating. But if he has in the second volume of Kol Kisvei, Kol Sefer Maariz Chayis, he has a Mavoa Talmud. He has a Mavoa Talmud, where he has different rules all about Yesodos and Yesodos, Kavuos, Ikar, Manafim, all about learning Torah, all about learning Gemara. To give you a little hadracha, Bishnei HaTalmudim, Bavli Yerushalmi, Halacha Agada, Darki Alimud Vadrush, goes through a lot. So in Perek Chamisha Asar, in the 15th Perek, he says, there are many rules in the Gemara that have no source. There's no source of a pasuk, there's no source of a drasha, but they're just rules. And Chazal go by those rules, and they determine halacha based on those rules, even dinim d'oraisa. And I'll give you a few, he says. And he quotes like 20. He quotes like 20 rules. Right, maliach karoseach, kavish kimavushal, dam mishrak sharik, aidi detarid lemiflat lo bala, what davar charif, Cham iksaso cham kulo, tatogvar, ilogvar, no sin tam bar no sin tam, recha milsa, efshel esochto. All of these are halachas. They're not mitzvahs, they're not averis, they're just halachos. And most of them are just about realities. Realities. There was a mesorah of science, says the Maariz Chayis. There was a mesorah that was given down and handed down throughout the generations based on certain realities. Certain soaking for 24 hours, what kind of trace transfer? It's soaking for 3 days. But it's amazing. You have all these. So now you get into the shiloh of what if we do some of these and we don't see any taste transfer, right? We could soak, we could keep something in a container and we don't, right? There's nothing in the pot, in the metal pot. We don't change anything based on if we think certain realities generally are different. But these are, all of these halachas have to do with some type of mesorah along with svara. But again, kavish kemevushal falls into this category as well. But that's in Perek Tezvav here in Mavo HaTalmud. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a lot more we didn't get to talk about, but Od Chazon LaMoed.